Sabbath blessing to each and every one of our dear brethren that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on a later date on our recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, March 1st, 2025. This is our chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You. This is our part 4 of our lesson 429. Welcome to all the brethren that are just coming in. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with a tiny talk hymn entitled, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen.
Amen. We are going to ask any one of the little tiny talks by the help of parents or family to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day, shall I labor and do all thy work in the seventh day as the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people who's in the Sabbath and who's not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It's story time for our precious tiny tots. Let's have a listening ears, dear one, for our dear brother will be able to share part 3 of our chapter 23 entitled Calvary of our study book, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke and John. Luke 23:34 says, Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment or his clothes and cast lots. I guess material was kind of precious back then, and they took his clothes and ripped them in 4 pieces, and each of the soldiers that helped hang him got a piece of it. And in John 19:19 it says, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And verse 20 says, This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh or near to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. The Hebrews, the Jews, spoke Hebrew. The soldiers spoke Greek. And I don't know who spoke Latin around there, but apparently it was an understood language, so a used language, so Pilate wrote it in three languages. I would have wrote it in English, Spanish, and French. John 19:21. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I'm king of the Jews. In verse 22, Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. He was put out with these guys. He knew that they had used him to get Jesus sentenced, and he was mad. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Christ was earning the right to become the advocate for man in the Father's presence. What's an advocate? You know what a lawyer is? He speaks up in defense of the person that's accused. And that's what Jesus does for us in the heavenly sanctuary. The prayer of his enemies, that prayer of his in his, that prayer for his enemies embraced the world. In other words, he wanted the Father to forgive anybody in the world that said they were sorry. It took every sinner who had lived on or should live. It took in, it included, from the beginning of the world, from Cain and Abel, to the end of time. We don't know when that is, but it's coming soon. Whenever we sin, Christ is wounded afresh. It's like driving another nail in his hand. For us, he lifts his pierced hands before the Father's throne and says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As soon as Christ was nailed to the cross, it was lifted by strong men and with great violence thrust into the place where, a place prepared for it. This caused intense suffering to the Son of God. Wow. Wasn't bad enough to drive nails through his hand. They had to, a strain on them. Pilate then wrote an inscription in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew and placed it upon the cross above the head of Jesus. And you can see in the top left picture, there's a Roman soldier nailing it to the cross. Oh, yeah, where all might see it. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The Jews requested that this might be changed. The chief priest said, write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews. But Pilate was angry with himself because of his former weakness. He also thoroughly despised the jealous and wicked rulers. So he answered, what I have written, I have written. John 19:22. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next week, we will be reviewing this part 3 of our lesson entitled Calvary in our Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place March the 8th, 2025. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are joining us. It is time for our Tiny Thought, some parents, and guests to learn precious lesson in creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear brother who shared.
So, first things, everyone, today's verse person will be, we're starting a new one, and it will continue for the rest of the Sabbaths to come. Our Bible verses for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 6, The Sower, the Seed, and the Soil. It takes place in Matthew chapters 13, verses 1 to 9. And for now, verse 1 to 3 says, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Looking through nature, we'll be looking through another beast of burden. But through this list, we'll be seeing in a different animal, well, that's used in labor and agriculture. For today, it'll be lesson one, the donkey, and continuing afterward, it'll be number two, horses, three, the body of a horse, four, a horse's legs and hooves, five, a horse's teeth and senses, and six, the life cycle of a horse. You can look at the illustrations of horses on pages 130 to 132. And the memory verse for the whole lesson is Galatians 6:7. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the character quality of the story is industry versus slothfulness. Industry is the habit of working hard and steadily with thoughts and deeds directed by heaven. Nature, beasts of burden, the donkey. Review of mammals' characteristics. One, they're one. Two, has a backbone. Three, has two pairs of limbs. Four, more or less complete covering of hair. Five, feeds babies with milk. Six, most give their young protection and training. And seven, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. The donkey is the oriental pack mammal. He is a beast of burden. Sometimes the donkey is even used to pull the plow in the field, as said in Isaiah 32:20. It is also used to carry the seed while the sowing is being done in the field, like in our lesson of the sower. At harvest time, the donkey then carries the sheaves from the field to the threshing floor. Sometimes they are so heavily laden that only the nose and hooves can be seen. Another chore often given to the donkey is grinding the grain. It is also used for riding. Rich and important people rode on donkeys. See Genesis 22:3. When a person was of high rank, he would sometimes ride a special white donkey, as in Judges 5:10. That's where you're mentioned. If a married couple only owned one donkey, the husband would walk alongside while the wife rode. Moses did this when he took his wife and sons and set them upon an ass, which is another biblical term for a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, Exodus 4:20. The horse is used as a symbol of war, but the donkey was a sign of peace. It's said in John 12:15. As you can see, the donkey was an important animal in Bible times. It could be said of the donkey that he was hardworking and industrious like the sower was. The donkey of Bible times is different than the donkey we are familiar with in the West. Western donkeys are usually quite small and have a reputation for being stubborn, mean, and dumb. But in the warmer climate of Bible lands, the donkey developed into a large, pretty, and stately animal. They were slender, speedy animals. To show that the donkey did not have a bad disposition in Bible times, we have the story of Balaam's talking donkey. When his donkey balked at the sight of the angel of the Lord blocking its path, Balaam started beating it. Then the donkey supernaturally spoke and asked Balaam if it had ever been known to act stubborn before. Balaam had to admit that it had not. You can see some of the story in Numbers 22:30. The angel of the Lord that appeared rebuked Balaam for beating his ass. The This shows us that the Lord regards how we treat our animals. Donkeys are not as swift as horses, but they are more sure-footed. They also have more endurance than a horse and may cover as much ground in a day and may cover as much ground in a day as a horse does. Donkeys are preferred over horses in the mountains because they can manage narrow and difficult pathways better than a horse. Donkeys eat a very humble diet. They are content with thistles and thorny twigs if they have no grass or hay. However, they do insist on clean water to drink. Donkeys are like living parables. They remind us that the race is not to the swift. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Patient industry and endurance also win a race. For he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Mark 13:13. The sure-footedness of the donkey that makes him the best animal to travel the narrow mountain path also has a lesson for the saints of God, who must travel the narrow path that leads to heavenly places. Surely the God who gave the donkey its stability can answer the prayer, "Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not." Psalm 17:5. God's people, while patiently traveling the narrow path, will, like the donkey, be content with a meager fare, if only they have the refreshment of the pure water of life. The picture of the heavily loaded donkey can remind us of Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. It was the patiently plodding donkey that Jesus chose to ride on during his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. A great multitude of people had spread their garments in the way and strewed the path with palm branches, but the sure-footed little beast of burden picked his way carefully through and over them. A dark stripe usually runs down the back of a donkey from its short, wiry mane to its tufted tail. The Nubian ass of Egypt has, in addition to this stripe down its back, another stripe across its shoulders. This symbol of the cross, some like to think, is heaven's reward and reminder of the patient, burden-bearer, industrious donkey that carried Jesus. Would you like to receive an eternal reward by carrying the burden Jesus has for you to bear? Mark 8:34 tells what Jesus wants you to pick up and carry for him. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. In the parents in study, he is through quite a subject lessons, pages 33 to 75. You can do more research about industry. Here in the reminder, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, put together as a family, let your chores and mind of your lesson. Two, when you are sowing seed, whether in the flower boxes inside, in the garden, or sprouting seeds, remember the lesson of the sower. Three, remember how industrious the little donkey is when you have to carry a heavy load for mother or father. Remember the endurance of a donkey and patiently continue through to the end when you have a long chore to do, like weeding tares from the garden. Four, think of the donkey with the symbol of the cross on its back whenever you have a struggle to do what is right by going against your natural desires. Five, donkeys sometimes like to play hide-and-seek with their masters. The donkey hides in the bushes, and then, after his master passes by, the donkey will come out of hide and laugh in donkey language. Remember how the donkey likes to surprise his master and plan some pleasant surprises for a father and mother, such as secretly polishing their shoes for them. Here in the reinforce, activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for donkeys and horses. Use an encyclopedia or guidebook to determine the breed. Two, try to find a donkey in real life to observe if there are any around where you live. Three, find pictures of donkeys for your bulletin board if you have one. Four, sing the hymn Bringing in the Sheaves. If you don't know it, you can either learn it. Five, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories and Poems for this quarter. six Seder members. Remarkable parent food. It had been an eventful day in the life of Jesus. Beside the Sea of Galilee, he had spoken his first parables by familiar illustrations, again explained to the people the nature of his kingdom and the manner in which it was to be established. He had likened his own work to that of a sower. The development of his kingdom took the growth of a mustard seed and the effect of leaven in the measure of meal. The great final separation of the righteous and the wicked he had pictured in the parables of the wheat and tares and the fishing net. The exceeding preciousness of the truths he taught had been illustrated by the hidden treasures and the pearl of great price. While in the parable of the householder, he taught his disciples how they were to labor as his representatives. The desire of Ages, page 333. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, little ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Here we have signs taken from the Caesar found nature of wild turkeys crossing the road and a snowy road to town. Next, we have signs taken for our juices to Yi of penguins in Antarctica, the Falklands, UK, and Punta Madryn in Argentina. They're all pictures of the Magellanic penguins and some of the other penguin species that live down in the southern hemisphere. Sister Yi, would you like to share your experience from these pictures?
Hi everyone, happy Sabbath. I can hardly describe what I felt when I saw this animals. They have their beauty and the movements fascinated me. And as you mentioned, these are different kinds of penguins. I cannot remember much exactly, but I saw what place for there were so many, as you mentioned there in Falkland Island, Punta Madryn. There's Punta Tumbo, and also in Patagonia, in Chile, Chilean side. And the ones floating on icebergs are from the Antarctic Peninsula. And these are gentle penguins and as you said, like, you know, Magellanic. I would have probably prepared a little bit more fun facts about them, but that will be like for next time. However, I hope that you enjoyed this presentation of Brother Joshi, and thank you so much.
Continuing with the signs from Sister Yi and family, we see on our left the pictures of Antarctica's icy cliffs, and on our right we see an iceberg floating. Would you like to share your experience from these as well, Sister Yi? We will end We will end with these pictures of Sister Yee's of whales and daisies.
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi again, everyone. I'm sorry. I wasn't able to. I just realized I didn't press on. I didn't unmute. But those icebergs are like walls that just make you speechless with their the majestic beauty and the hand of the Creator. There are only penguins there that are the residents, and the whales, and some seals, and no other. The only human that you can see there are the ones who live in the stations where they study the nature and the movement of the ice and the climate effects. The ones that are like floating are in different sizes. And it's just fun to see those birds going in and all going on and into the water and swimming. I can just like watch them all day. And those whales, you have to like time it. And they are seen in some specific, location, and not just like everywhere. So it's very exciting when you see it. And as well as the seals that are supposed to be in the, there's a location there called Elephant Island. You have to go through a very tumultuous, they say it's the most dangerous, the most tumultuous body of water in this planet, and that's called the Drake's Passage. In order to, for you to see this, you have to go through that. But our experience was fine. The Lord gave us a very good weather, for it is the height of summer in January when we were there. And I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Another interesting fact is only 10% of an iceberg is above water. Can you imagine how deep those things sit?
I would like to personally thank all the brethren that share their experience in nature. It's just so amazing how the Lord had carefully created everything for His own purpose. We want to thank each and everyone that has shared with us. And remember, little ones, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Welcome to all the precious family that just came in, and for those that will be listening later on recording, Sada blessing everyone. Our opening song, it's a hymn for a theme entitled Wonderful Peace. You could find it in the hymn book in number 466. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial light strain is unceasingly fall. Oh, my soul, like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in my innermost soul. So secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in the fathomless billows of love.
I believe when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransom will sing in that heavenly kingdom will be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Weary soul. Pathway of time, make the Savior your friend ere the shadows grow dark. What happened here? How'd that thing get? Weary soul without gladness or comfort or rest, passing down through the rough pathway of time. Make the Savior your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept of this peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. We are going to ask the little ones or the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have it blessings, everybody. Thank you for waking us up for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect me, and please protect the Sabbath or going to be learning. Please protect the people that are not here because they are sick. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, and please protect the wonderful ones to be learning. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. Our opening scripture, just a minute. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 25, from the King James Version, and it reads, "The other disciple therefore said unto him,
we have seen the Lord. For he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, those listening in other devices, we will continue with the last part, 4, of our lesson entitled Peace Be Unto You, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
John 20:26, King James Version. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within with Thomas, and with them, then came Jesus. The doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you."
John 20:27, King James Version. Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it unto me my side, and be not faithless, but believing.
John 20:28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." And we'll level down to share with someone.
John 20:29. Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe."
John 20:30, King James Version. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
John 20:31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Reverend family. So today we will cover page 807 through 808. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 807. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
During this time, he repeatedly declared, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side," that ought to have hurt, "I will not believe." He would not see through the eyes of his brethren or exercise faith, which was dependent upon their testimony. He loved his Lord. He loved him a lot. But he had allowed jealousy and unbelief to take possession of his heart, his mind and heart. Desire of Ages 807, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 807. A number of the disciples now made their familiar upper chamber their temporary home, and at evening all except Thomas gathered there here. On one evening, Thomas determined to meet with the others, notwithstanding his unbelief. He had a faint hope that the good news was true. Next slide, please.
Continuing, while the disciples were talking there, taking their evening meal, they talked of the evidences which Christ had given them in the four prophecies. Then came Jesus. The doors began shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Desire of Ages, page 807, paragraph 2.
Turning to Thomas, he said, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." These words showed that he was acquainted with the thoughts and words of Thomas. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 807. Continuing, or was there someone else that wanted to go?
No, go ahead, Sister Karina.
Okay, thank you. And Sabbath blessings, everyone. And continuing, the doubting disciple knew that none of his companions had seen Jesus for a week. They could not have told the master of his unbelief. He recognized the one before him as his Lord. He had no desire for further proof. Heart leaped for joy, and he cast himself at the feet of Jesus, crying, "My Lord and my God." The Desire of Ages, page 803, paragraph 807, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 807. Jesus accepted his acknowledgement, but gently reproved his unbelief. "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me, and yet have believed." The faith of Thomas would have been more pleasing to Christ if he had been willing to believe upon the testimony of his brethren. Should the world now follow the example of Thomas, no one would believe even to salvation. For all who receive Christ must do so through the testimony of others. Desire of Ages, page 807, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, margin. This section is taken from Character Build Scriptures Singer Song of the Memory Verse CD.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom
Amen. We are still in page 807. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
What's up, everyone? I'm just page 807. Many who are given to doubt excuse themselves by saying that if they had the evidence which Thomas had from his companions, they would believe. They do not realize that they have not only that evidence, but much more. Many who, like Thomas, wait for all cause of doubt to be removed, will never realize their desire. Next slide, please.
Continuing, they gradually become confirmed in unbelief. Those who educate themselves to look on the dark side and murmur and complain know not what they do. They are sowing the seeds of doubt, and they will have a harvest of doubt to reap. At a time when faith and confidence are most essential, many will thus find themselves powerless to hope and believe. Desire of Ages, page 807, paragraph 5.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. This one also is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 and 11, margin. Taken on scripture from the scripture song, volume 1 of the Memory Verse CD. Still in the Desire of Ages, but this is page 808. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 808. In his treatment of Thomas, Jesus gave a lesson for his followers. His example shows how we should treat those whose faith is weak and who make their doubts prominent. Jesus did not overwhelm Thomas with reproach, nor did he enter into controversy with him. He revealed himself to the doubting one. Next slide, please.
Thomas had been most unreasonable in dictating the condition of his faith, but Jesus, by his generous love and consideration, broke down all the barriers. Unbelief is seldom overcome by controversy. It is rather put upon self-defense and finds new support and excuse. But let Jesus, in his love and mercy, be revealed as a crucified Savior, and from many One's unwilling lips will be heard the acknowledgement of Thomas, my Lord and my God. Desired Ages, page 808.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 1 to 3 and 7 through 10, margin. Also, scripture song, but this is volume 3 of the memory verse CD.
Search me and know me, O Lord, thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off, O Lord. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me, O Lord, thou compassest my path. Whither shall I flee from thy spirit? Oh, whither shall I flee from thy presence? Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Oh, Lord, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thee behold, thou art there, O Lord. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, O Lord, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me, O Lord. Thou hast searched me.
Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our lesson. We are going to hold the 6 questions that we share in our review section. So next week, we will be reviewing part 4 of our chapter entitled Peace Be Unto You. If you have any other question besides this part 4 that may need research, you can send it beforehand. Thursday is at least the date of limit to be able to do the research. And if not, you can be able to hold it till next Sabbath by God's grace. I would like to ask any one of our dear brethren that would like to close with prayer. May you mute your mic.
If we could all just bow our heads and kneel as far as possible. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins, my iniquities and shortcomings, and please forgive me for my oppressive spirit. I pray I pray for everyone in this chat room, dear Jesus. I pray that we all come to you all the time. Just thank you for everything that you've given us as far as this lesson is concerned. Please be with every single one of us, and please be with the next speaker. In your name, Jesus Christ, our strength and our redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will have a review of our chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You, Part 4, and that will take place March 8, 2025. And leaving the scripture and a book from our lesson book, The Desire Ages, but this one is in page 331, paragraph 2. The scripture is taken from Isaiah 26:3, King James Version, and it reads, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. And from a quote, those who take Christ at his word and surrender their souls to his keeping, their lives to his ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. In perfect acquaintances.
It's pronounced acquiescence, I believe.
Acquaintance. Thank you, dear ones. There is perfect rest. The Lord said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Our lives may seem a tangle, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, he will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character, which expressed the glory, character of Christ, will be received into the paradise of God. A renovated race shall walk with him in white, for they are worthy. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless, and thank you, dear ones.